to make sense of it. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The parents of the suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting at a Christian school in Nashville are said to be struggling with the outcome.
Audrey Hale's parents say they knew she owned one gun and believed it had been sold. Learning others were apparently hidden from them, including the ones used in the attack that killed six people before their child was killed, has devastated them. Nashville Police Chief John Drake says he talked to them.
They're trying to decompress, trying to make sense of all of this. I talked to President Biden. He's going to reach out and talk to them as well.
Hale had been dealing with mental health issues prior to the deadly attack on the school Monday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Huntsville, Alabama Police Department says two officers have been shot and have life-threatening injuries after they responded to a report of a shooting at an apartment complex. The suspect, who was barricaded inside an apartment, is now in custody. The cleanup continues along the Mississippi Delta after tornadoes roared through Friday night.
We're now on day four, and we're beginning to see more and more recovery activity taking place.
Governor Tate Reeves, the State Office of Emergency Management, has revised the number of dead from 25 to 21. FEMA says preliminary assessments show 313 structures in Mississippi were destroyed and more than 1,000 were affected in some way. Fox Corp has donated $1 million to the victims of the tornadoes. If you would like to donate, please visit redcross.org/foxforward. A federal judge has ruled that former Vice President Mike Pence has to testify before a grand jury in the federal investigation into efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
There's a crackdown on New York City shops illegally selling marijuana products.
We got the chance yesterday to ride along with the sheriff's department as they went after these nearly 1,400 stores that have been told by the community for potentially selling marijuana illegally. Since the task force started in November, there have been over $10 million worth of assets seized and 35 arrests. Now, marijuana is legal in New York City, but the thing is, there are only four legal dispensaries located in New York, and there are 1,400 shops that have been given these warnings from the community that they might be selling tobacco products illegally or marijuana illegally, and the sheriff's task force is making their way through that long list.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth in New York City. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says police need more power from the state government to make a bigger difference. Apple is getting into the buy now, pay later space with a few tweaks, including no option to pay with a credit card. The company will roll out the product to some consumers this spring and will begin reporting the loans to credit bureaus in the fall. Since the start of the pandemic, the option to buy now, pay later has skyrocketed in popularity, especially among young and low-income consumers who may not have ready access to traditional credit. It appears there are two bids in place to purchase the NFL's Washington Commanders for a record-setting amount.
The bid for $6 billion being finalized from a group led by Josh Harris, the current majority owner of the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers and the NHL's New Jersey Devils. Also featured in that group, Basketball Hall of Famer Magic Johnson. The second bid for the Commanders also reaching that record $6 billion price tag coming from Canadian billionaire Steve Apostolopoulos. Current Commanders owner Dan Snyder must first accept an offer, then submit the bidder's name to the NFL for approval. Three-quarters of the league's owners would need to approve any sale. Snyder led a group that purchased the Washington franchise back in 1999 for $800 million.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.